Counterclockwise. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Lily Gordon, and this is the final Counterclockwise episode ever. It's number 38, The Big Shebang, and after interviewing a wide variety of Saxons over the past year, I've met a lot of people and also learned a lot about my community. Today's show is meant to be a kind of reflection on Counterclockwise, but also a little view into the future. I went to Judson Middle School last week and spoke with a few 8th graders who will be at South in September, and I'm joined by Julie McGowan, who is also a senior and in news production class here at South, to respond to these middle schoolers' ideas about high school. Thanks for joining me today, Julie.
Hi, Lily.
It's good to be here.
And you do the blog, The Sphere of Geekery, as well as write for The Clippian, correct?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah. So I'll just play a little clip, and then we'll talk about it. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
What TV shows or movies have taught you the most about high school?
High School Musical, all the way.
High School Musical.
It's like the only I really like high school movie mm-hmm. I've ever really watched.
High School Musical 2.
And Pulling Dynamite.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Probably that one. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, definitely. I think I'm going to pull one of those.
What do you think about that?
You know, it's interesting. I'm surprised nobody said The Breakfast Club.
That's what I thought, too. I was also surprised that no one said Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
But when I think about it, I didn't watch that until freshman year. So maybe these middle schoolers will see it in a few months. Okay, so here's another clip. What classes did you sign up for, and how'd you pick those?
Spanish, because it's required mm-hmm. to go to college, and I might as well just get it over with my first 2 years. And I took culinary arts class, because I like cooking. So.
I picked French, because, I don't know, I just wanted to take it. And then my other elective that I chose was, I think it was woodshop. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Spanish. Get into college, four-year college, cooking, culinary arts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not very good at art, but I signed up for a couple of art mm-hmm. classes just because, I don't know, it's kind of fun. My sister took them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, art as well, and cooking, because it sounds fun. Also German.
I thought that was interesting because all of them said a language.
Yeah.
Most of them said a language because it's required. When you signed up for language freshman year, why did you decide to take it?
I decided to take German. And actually, it's funny, because originally I signed up for Spanish because I thought it was, you know, it would help me in my career in the mm-hmm. future, whatever that was at the time. I don't know. I changed my mind like 12 times during 8th grade. But I signed up for Spanish, but by the time they got to my last name, it was full. So I had to take German, and I was fine with that. And, you know, mm-hmm. we were in German together. We've been in it for 4 years. It's been quite a ride. But I really liked the idea of learning something that I didn't quite understand the culture of yet, and mm-hmm. but that was still kind of pertinent to my cultural upbringing. Mm-hmm. A lot of English is rooted in Germanic, so that's like educationally really valuable. As far as their other electives, it's interesting to me because, I mean, like I see there aren't really many music students, mm-hmm. which is also interesting because, I mean, I remember that I was actually frustrated freshman year because the only electives other than the required language was music that I could take because I was in band and I was like, mm-hmm. I have to take music.
I was in the same boat, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember I felt kind of limited. I felt very limited, actually. Here's another clip from the middle school.
What are you most excited for about high school?
Just their school, more freedom. Meeting a lot more people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and more freedom. Meeting new friends as well would be, like, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. New school.
The activities, sports.
Yeah, sports.
What were you excited for when you came to South?
Having a broader cross-section of people.
Yeah. And when I think about being excited, I mean, I think there's kind of two sides to that, because excited can mean you're looking forward to it, right? And mm-hmm. then also excited, like, nervous.
Yeah.
And I remember, I have done soccer all 4 years in the fall at South, and I remember my freshman year, I was really nervous because, you know, there's the older girls, and they're so intimidating, and then finally this year, I was able to kind of reflect on that because I was a senior, I was the intimidating senior, and being able to reach out to people who were in that position I was in at one point was kind of cool to, like, come full circle.
That's really, yeah, yeah, I think that's really important, too. And that's, and that is a lot of senior year, it seems to be, like, coming full circle and doing the, and seeing the freshmen and going, wow, I remember being exactly where they were, and it's so different now, but you can see.
Yeah. So here's the last clip.
Do you have any questions for high schoolers? Is there anything you're just wondering about?
Why isn't ASL like a language, like to get into a four-year college?
Is high school better than middle school?
If you could go back to middle school, would you?
Are there art competitions at high school?
What was your biggest fear going into high school?
There were four main questions there, and the first one, why isn't ASL like a language to get into a four-year college? Do you know the answer to that?
I actually don't know the answer to that. I know that they've been kind of going back and forth, and that maybe it's being debated right now, like whether ASL is a standard language to get into a four-year college or not. I'm really not sure. I know that we have a really good ASL program here.
Yeah, I know that too. I know all the people that I know that have taken it have felt really satisfied with the class.
Yeah.
Another question, and this one's kind of a personal one, is high school better than middle school? It's just different, I think. I don't know, like, for me personally, middle school, it was okay. I mean, there were awkward times, there was, like, a lot of growing that had to go on, but I think going back to middle school, knowing what I know now, I think it would be harder because we're so used to independence.
Right.
And exactly. In middle school, like, you can't drive, you can't, like, these things, or your friends can't drive, like...
You can't just go to the movies with friends without really making any big deal out of it. It's not.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, for me personally, I feel like high school was better than middle school, even just in the individual contexts, because I have grown so much more in high school than I did in middle school. And I, you know, yeah, there's a standard, like, friend drama awkwardness of middle school. But beyond that, I feel like I'm a better person now than I was then. So it's kind of a...
It's always a good feeling. Question.
Yeah.
If you could go back to middle school, would you?
Nope.
I don't think I would either. Are there art competitions in high school? Have you been in any art competitions here?
I haven't been in any, but I have seen a lot, particularly here. I've seen a lot, like, advertised for, and that's always really cool to see. Like, there's a wall of posters for, like, art competitions and scholarships outside the art rooms. Mm-hmm.
And then the last question was, what was your biggest fear going into high school? Oh, geez. I think it was the fear of the unknown. Like, when I think about it, I mean, I probably would have said specific stuff like, I don't know, I was, like, afraid of who will I sit with at lunch? Like, that...
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
I think that's the advice I would give someone.
By the end of the 4 years of high school, you really... I mean, you understand a lot more about yourself and about the people around you, and it's it becomes a big deal.
Yeah. For sure. I said the last one was the last clip, but there's actually one more, and this one I think is kind of cute, actually.
What is a Saxon?
Again, I really, like, I should know this, but I don't.
I really don't know.
It's like, I don't really know. I don't.
A warrior.
A warrior, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that being the mascot?
Cool.
Good.
Better than an Olympian.
Yeah.
I love that he said better than an Olympian. I think that's so funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. Really funny. We're the South Saxons. I think it's fun to embrace that and, like, have a little pride. Too. And the Saxon is a warrior. I classified as a warrior.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, that is all the middle school response that I got. And good luck, middle schoolers. Incoming freshmen, you'll do wonderfully. Sounds a great place to be.
It's a very good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, where will you be going next year? What are your plans?
Ooh, this is a good question. Okay, so next year I'm going to Mount Hood Community College in Gresham. I'll be living in Portland, and I'm probably going to take a year and maybe work on a transfer degree or general studies, and then starting in 2015, I plan on going to the Integrated Media Program in either broadcasting or graphic design. And what it is it gives me, like, this really broad spectrum basis for all of the media essentials that I need to know for a potential career in journalism or PR or something mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Julie.
My pleasure.
Yeah, speaking of my future plans, this is the last counterclockwise episode, so I'll let you know what I'm going to be doing. I'll be going to Germany as an exchange student next Yay. Year with the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange Program, and I will keep doing podcasting and journalism. I'll be keeping a blog while I'm abroad, so you might hear some German voices coming over the airwaves. To check that out, you can go to lilymgordon.blogspot.com. So if you want to hear more podcasting, head over there. You can check out the Counterclockwise archives on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Podomatic, and SoundCloud. And if you want to email any comments or questions about the end of the show, go to counterclockwisepodcast@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lily Gordon. Thanks for listening to Counterclockwise.